Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to another great show of Stick Like Glue Radio. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are all great things in your business. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I am just so excited and thrilled for this week's show because my special guest is a really good friend of mine. She's a very, very smart marketer, savvy entrepreneur, Beth Davis. Let me tell you a little bit about Beth. She is the founder and CEO of YourPurpose.com. It's a company devoted to helping you, the spirit-rich entrepreneur, unleash your life purpose and get paid for your passion so that you can be the change that you want to see in the world. Love that. Beth offers private one-on-one Your Purpose hand analysis sessions, VIP private and group coaching, workshops, business building, home study programs, and products to help you understand the blueprint in your own hands and create your ideal lifestyle following this unique blueprint. As featured in Women's World, Cosmopolitan, the LA Times, as well as being heard on NPR, KPFK Los Angeles, Radio Europe, and the BBC, Beth is devoted to helping you unleash your life purpose and uncover the number one thing that's been holding you back from achieving it. Beth, it's such a pleasure to have you on my show today. How you doing?
Thank you. Good. It's great to be here. I'm very honored to be here.
All right, thank you. You know, first of all, is there anything else that my audience should know about you, either personally or professionally, that I did not cover in the intro?
Well, we go at that both ways. No, or where do we begin?
I know. How much time do we have, right?
Right.
You know, you and I first met each other, I think it was at a marketing conference probably about 5 years ago, and I was just watched with amazement and admiration at how fast and how high your career took off with what you do. It's going to be really cool to get to pick your brain a little bit.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know, so much of my audience are entrepreneurs and small business owners, and, you know, I want to ask you, how did you become a spiritual business mentor? I want to ask you something first before that. I'd like you to just take us back a couple of years and however, maybe 3, 5, whatever we have to go back. I want to just have them learn a little bit more about your journey. Like, what were you doing when you first became an entrepreneur, and then what happened to really accelerate your growth as rapidly as it did?
Right. So I've had my own business now 15 years, and I actually was working in marketing for a small design company and was getting restless with my position there. So around that time, a friend had said to me, hey, I have another friend that does this thing called hand analysis, and you should get your hands read. So hand analysis is modern-day scientific palmistry. It's not handwriting analysis. People come up to me all the time and say, oh, you're the handwriting analyst. No, I read palms. But how that happened was I kept putting off my friend, and then I finally said, oh, all right, I will have a hand analysis, you know, as I thought she was Looney Tunes. And I'm sure a lot of people have that response, too, because in our Western culture, that's a whole other interview, but our Western culture is slowly waking back up to the mystical. We're having to actually reclaim our connection to nature because we've so divorced ourselves from it. And so a lot of the mystical, magical entry points to self-understanding in our culture are termed woo-woo or out there, which is unfortunate because, as I found out, being like the typical Westerner, initially skeptical and judgmental, that there's actually great wisdom and incredible self-discovery available to us if we're willing to simply be open to it, just be open to knowing ourselves. In fact, it's uncannily spot on. So I had the hand reading, and it was revealed to me that I was to have my own business as a inspirational speaker and teacher, and that I was to spread a message to many millions of people about self-discovery and the potential that lives within us to live our fullest life, you know, live a purposeful life. And at the time that I had this reading, I was deeply moved by how specific it was and how it addressed psychological issues and family issues and all sorts of issues that I was having in my life, and what was causing them and how I could change things. So I didn't really know how I was going to do it. I just knew that I was going to start my own business after that reading. And so I got a $20,000 business loan from a family member, and got a part-time job that paid about $30 an hour, which was great because I knew I'd need part-time work. I quit my other job and bought a laptop computer, had my built my own website. This is a websites, you know, late 90s. They were just starting, so I've been on the – I have very high rankings in the search engines because I've had a website since 1998 or whatever. I just decided I was going to learn everything I could about hands and learn this hand analysis system and bring it forth through my work out into the world. And so basically the way the whole business grew is I started out doing one-on-one readings, very one-to-one service model. And then from there, I would offer people longer-term mentoring, 6 months to a year of coaching. And I also started teaching a weekend hand analysis training to teach people about fingerprints. Fingerprints are so vital because they really do reveal your identity. But even more so, they reveal your soul's purpose. They form in utero between the 14th and 16th week of development and do not change. So they really reveal a destiny. So I started teaching a weekend training on fingerprint identification, which, in fact, I still teach, however many years later, over a decade later, still teach that training. And that's how my business started to grow. And the big, big turning point was probably around 2005, when I saw that other people were having success actually making money online, that they were able to communicate their value to their community or their subscribers or their tribe, their target market, and successfully sell what they had to offer. So I was scratching my head, how am I going to learn how to do this? And I immersed myself in the world of internet marketing, and I studied with a bunch of different teachers. And you and I met through one of those avenues of marketing study, and that's when things really started to grow. I was really able to start growing my business.
I guess we're talking about Dan Kennedy's world, right? At that
yes.
point. Was there any other big mentors at that? Like Corey Rudel was back at that time, and you know Yannick Silver and folks like that, or.
I actually, the big breakthrough mentor for me was Allie Brown.
Oh, right, yeah.
And she had studied with Bill and Dan at Glaser Kennedy.
Yep.
And I became very good friends with her. And so I said to her, I said, you know, I'd really like to keep our friendship, so I'm not going to mentor with you. But who did you study with? And she said, oh, Dan and Bill, go check them out. And I went to Glaser Kennedy and spent quite a few years there. And as a member of various coaching programs and masterminds and whatnot. And I was so impressed with how Allie had taken their marketing style and adapted it for her women entrepreneur market. So I went to many of her workshops and, you know, bought many of her products and followed her still get her email. And in fact, I think I was the first person to sign up for her first training, and that was in 2005. And that's
wow.
when that whole world was opened up to me of what was possible by understanding marketing, right? Having the right market and having the right message for that market, understanding their pain, understanding the conversation in their head, understanding what keeps them up at night, coming to people with an emotional message that they could relate to, and then offering solutions to that pain. And in our company, yourpurpose.com, we focus on the pain that comes from not knowing why you're here, which affects everything. I mean, to me, it's one of the most important things you could ever do, right? Other than like get enough sleep and drink enough water, exercise, is to know your purpose. But what gets in a lot of people's way is skepticism, or they don't want to know their purpose because they fear the responsibility that goes with it. But my attitude is life is short, so seize the day, and life is long, so you better be doing something meaningful with it, or it's going to get really boring and really unsatisfying. And what I see in our Western modernized culture is a lot of really unhappy people who are working and running around like chickens with their heads cut off, doing I don't know what, juggling. It's making their lives crazy. I'm not really sure why, but they do. Kind of going nowhere fast. And this is what they're teaching their kids. And it's really distressing. And I think in large part it's because people don't have enough community. So one thing we try and do in our business is create a community. And I love what you teach people is to create community, right, and to stay in touch with your community. Because if you do that the right way, if you do that with sincerity and heart and you offer good stuff that's going to make a difference for your clients, a real community can be formed. And I think that's what's really lacking for people in modern society is they lack a sense of community and they lack purpose.
They really do.
Yeah.
I want to share a quick Allie Brown story before we go to a spot here. You know, I met her, in early 2006, probably at one of the same events that we are attending, and we connected because she was known as the easing queen kind of mm-hmm. in those days, and I was the print newsletter guy, and she said, I'd love to interview you for my community, which was a huge honor for me. And so we were doing a pre-interview probably a few days before, because everybody was doing their calls live back then. And she said, what do you have? What are you promoting? And at that time, I hadn't written my first book yet, but I had an e-book out there, and I was selling it for $47. And still being, you know, a little bit new to the information marketing world, I thought $47 was an enormous sum of money for like a 50-page PDF. And and she goes, Jim, I'm excited to interview you, but if you don't, there's only one caveat. I said, what's that? She goes, you got to raise your price to $97 for your ebook. And I was like, what? I was so nervous. And I did it because I respected her. And, of course, I wanted to be on her program. And it never slowed down. I mean, we kept selling a ton of those at $97. So I owe a lot to some early mentoring from Allie Brown. So kind of a funny story. So I'll tell you what, we're gonna take a quick pause here. When we come back, I want to ask Beth about how someone goes about working with her. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
As a marketing coach or small business consultant, you know that the fastest way to help your clients increase their profits is by getting more repeat business and more referrals from their current customers. You also know that the best way for your clients to develop stronger, healthier, and more profitable relationships with their customers is with a monthly customer newsletter. That's right, a hard copy, printed, and mailed monthly newsletter. Trouble is, you can recommend your clients use a newsletter, but they're just too busy to do it themselves. And hiring someone can cost hundreds, if not thousands, per month. And in the end, it just doesn't get done. Now, instead of simply recommending that your clients use a customer newsletter, you can provide them with an amazing done-for-you newsletter program. The no-hassle newsletter system is a complete done-for-you profit-boosting solution for your customers and clients. Every month, your clients get a great newsletter that their customers actually look forward to and enjoy reading, and that not only keeps their business top of mind, it makes you a marketing hero. The No Hassle Newsletter Master Reseller Program is a complete turnkey newsletter system that solves your client's biggest need, and it also adds a lucrative new revenue stream for your business. Become a master reseller today at www.nohasslenewsletters.com. That's www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
And we are back. Beth, one of the things I think is so cool is that way back, in the day of your story, you went to have your hand analyzed.
Yes.
And so that kind of told you what you should be doing as far as owning a business, and then here you are years later, you are the preeminent hand analysis person. So that, I think that's cool the way that worked out.
Yeah, I do too. Thank you.
Well, so tell us about I look back on, and you said something earlier about, life can be long. You and I both found out life can also be short. And so
yeah.
I would rather approach, whenever that final day is, having no regrets instead of saying, oh, crap, I wish I had done this. So kind of gives you the kick in the pants you need sometimes. But if you could share with my audience, tell people how do they work with you? I mean, when I think of hand analysis, would everybody fly to California or wherever? I forget where you live, Phoenix, California. But how does someone actually work with you to, have you analyze their hand?
Well, what we do is when someone places an order online at our website, we send out a printing kit. One of our staff is in charge of the printing kits, and she actually is quite the artist, so she decorates them by hand. I mean, how often does that happen, right?
Yeah.
So they're actually hand-decorated envelopes that she sends out with the printing kit. And then people make hand prints. There's these simple ink sheets we send out, and they mail them back in. And then one of my other staffers, he scans the prints in, so we have them all stored in Dropbox, so I can access them from wherever I am in the world. So what's wonderful about the Internet and the way our business is set up is I work from home. I'm sitting right now at my dining room table looking out at the ocean, people paddling around. I divide my time, yes, between California and Tucson. I live in both places because of the way my business is set up. So right now I'm in California, and it's very automated. And then either I will do the reading or we have people on staff, because I'm almost $1,500 a session. So I have people on staff who are a lower rate for readings as well. And the readings are conducted by webinar because the handprints are a visual item. And so we do a webinar which we record, and then we send the person a link to a secure page after the reading where they can log in and they can watch their webinar. And with clients that are working with us in long-term programs, they have multiple webinars, right? If they're doing tutoring with us, if they're learning hand analysis, we teach people how to read hands. And I also mentor people around building a business based on their purpose. So our clients basically fall into two categories: people that actually are fascinated, like I was, with hand analysis and want to learn it. So we have a training company. And then people who they're maybe not so interested in learning the technicalities of hand analysis. However, they want to learn what's in their hands, and they want to figure out how to have a purpose-based business. And we show them, with all my years. I started in direct sales, cold calling, marketing, and then, applied what I knew to my business, and then, studied with all of these wonderful internet marketers and learned so much about online business. And so now I mentor people in building six-figure plus businesses. And what I find is it's really not that hard to do. This is the interesting thing. It's really not that hard to be successful, provided that you are willing to be disciplined, right, and show up every day and actually work. You really love what you do, and you're willing to learn, and you have a coach, you have a mentor who is guiding you, helping you steer the ship so you don't go off into the rocky shore all the time, to keep you on track. And I think we all need that accountability. And most successful people I know, you and I included, have mentors who guide us. So that's the other part of the business, is I mentor people, and I have co-mentors that I work with. you know, we're building a team of coaches now, which is really great. It's so fun now. We're at a place in my business where I'm bringing on people. I'm becoming leveraged. So I don't have to do it all. I don't do all the teaching. I don't do all the coaching. I just stick to what I love to do. And what I love to do is write and teach and speak and do some hand readings and some private mentoring. So I've basically set up my business now that's where the bulk of my time is. Just today we're launching a new program, and we've got almost 150 members in a membership program. And just before our call, I was trying to figure out the new membership site for the program, like how to update my own picture since I'm the leader. You know, I'm like, I had to write to my web guy, how do I upload my picture? Can you help me with this? So I also want to say to people, like, you don't have to be that tech savvy. You just have to be willing to, so many things, as you know. You have to take care of yourself. That's the biggest thing I've learned with some health issues I had this year, is you got to take care of yourself. You know, all of this talk about entrepreneurs, you know, they're willing to do what others aren't willing to do so they can have what others will never have and all of that. That's all fine and well and good, but I don't think it's smart. And I think people are much better off pacing themselves as they grow their business. I don't think it's smart to work to all hours and burn the midnight oil except under very important deadlines. There are occasions for that. It isn't worth it. It's just not worth it. And I would just encourage everyone to go about things in a reasonable, organized, thoughtful manner, because if you push yourself to success, you will burn out. And then you're going to backslide, and all that success you've created is going to drain away with medical bills and bankruptcy or divorce or any number of things that get caused by pushing. So I think we're in a new time of learning how to pace ourselves. And what I can say for me that has been so valuable is learning how to receive help. And I'm not much of a micromanager anyways. Like, the only time people leave our company is when I have to fire them, because I don't micromanage anyone. I just tell them, I don't care how you get it done, just get it done. Just don't break the law. That's what I tell them. Yeah. Whatever, don't be disrespectful ever to the client or customer, ever, ever, ever. Don't ever badmouth a customer. Just, no matter how much that customer may be driving you to drink, be patient with them, be kind. Be kind to the customer, do whatever it takes to fix it. They also have my permission to spend up to $1,000 to fix a client error. Now, usually, chocolate box and a thank you note does the trick, honestly. I mean, or we say to the client, what product of ours do you want? We'll just ship it to you. We're so sorry. Like, it's just never an issue to make things right. And my team, they're free to do what they want. I mean, a number of the team members have the kind of positions like the product development guy. I mean, he can work at midnight for all I care, right? He's editing products and he's turning them into Kindle books and he's taking all of our years of content and making it into products. It doesn't matter when he does his job as long as he does it. So, but I want to say to people starting out, you know, if you're just starting your business, get a bookkeeper and get a personal assistant immediately. You need those two people, even if it's like 5 to 10 hours a month. Get help immediately. The very first thing I did when I got that business loan was I hired a bookkeeper. So we're talking 1997, 98.
Yep.
I haven't done my books since then. Like, I look at the P&L every Friday, but I don't do my books. I don't even sign checks. I just approve them. I don't do any of that. I knew really early on if this was ever going to happen, I had to get my nose out of all the pies where I was not skilled and let people help me. So that's my big lesson for today.
Yeah, well, it's awesome advice, and I always tell people this is the one area – well, there's two areas, investing in a coach or a mastermind and getting the help. That's the place where you have to put the cart before the horse, because if you keep saying, when I get there, I'll do that, you'll never get there until you do that. So, well, what a fascinating call, Beth. I'm sure people want to learn more about you, and you've probably got a ton of websites. What's the one best place where people can connect with you?
The best place is yourpurpose.com, and if they want to see what's upcoming, they can go to yourpurpose.com/events, And if anyone from your community comes to our event, please let us know so that we can thank Jim. I'm also a very big believer in tracking where referrals come from. And I'm so honored to be exposed to your community. And, of course, we'll find a way to expose you to ours because so many people need the kind of help you provide with Stick Like Glue, and having follow-up is so important. I mean, we're in touch. We email our list almost every day, And, no, not many people unsubscribe. Like, every day of the week I have thank you notes and gifts in my mailbox every day of the week. And I'm sure you do, too. Because
It's crazy.
Isn't it wild?
And you know what people, so I do a lot of interviews on the other side of the microphone, and people ask me, like, you know, because every Tuesday for 6 years I do my e-zine. Every Wednesday for 4 years I've launched my new video, and now for almost a year and a half I've been doing my podcast. On Fridays I email my list with everything that went on the whole week. And they go, well, do people unsubscribe? I said, remarkably no. And they said, well, why do you think that is? I said, you know why? Because it's only maybe three times a year, maybe four tops, that I actually will promote. The rest of the time I am giving and I'm serving and I'm sharing information. And I think you earn the right to promote when you are a giver, or a go-giver, as Bob Berg would say. When you're a giver and you just you constantly help and plant seeds, or as I also say, you know, people will respect that. And so even when I am promoting and, you know, hitting the list rather hard, we don't lose anybody because, like, well, okay, Jim's promoting, but I'm going to keep listening to his stuff. So it's a good strategy.
Yeah, it really, really is. And, I mean, I think it's something that has to be sincere. I mean, frankly, this isn't what I was signed up for. Like, I really feel like my hands, the design of nature, God, the universe, you know, said, this is your assignment. This is what you're doing. Now, I don't know how all that works. I don't know if I picked it out before I incarnated. I don't know if it was given to me by angels. I don't profess to know anything about how that whole system works. Maybe when I die, I'll find out. But I don't really know. But at any rate, I feel like I was guided to do what I'm now doing. And I think one of the biggest mistakes I see people make, bar none, and it's endemic in our culture. It's in Western culture. I see it in Australia. I travel all over the world. I see it in India. I see it in Australia. I see it in Europe. I mean, I travel all over the world. And I just came back from Ecuador a couple weeks ago. I'm telling you, I travel all over the world. And I was just in the jungle with a bunch of people, a tribe of people who were never conquered by the Spaniards. So they, although they speak Spanish because it's the dominant language of Ecuador, they also speak their native tongue. But they were never conquered. So these are not a poor people. They're totally abundant. They have all the food they need from the jungle. They have beautiful housing they build by hand. Yes, they have clothes. They're starting to build schools and educate themselves, and it's amazing. It was an amazing, amazing experience. And one of the things that I see in Western society that I did not see in the jungle is this. We ask, what can I do to make money? Right? Now, that's sometimes a good question, but that question has to come after, what am I passionate about? You first have to start with yourself, right? What am I passionate about? What do I love? It might be winemaking. You might be passionate about rebuilding cars. You might be passionate about helping teens get off drugs. Like, there could be like this huge range of things, right, that people are passionate about. And then finding the people that need the passion that you're passionate about. So those two things have to intersect. And then, like you were saying, you have to be a giver. You have to deliver value, really good videos, good reports, good information, good classes, good tutorials. You've got to offer really great value. And then you can ask, okay, how do I monetize this? What is the appropriate pricing? How many people do I want to have in the program? Because I understand we all need to make a profit. Everybody's got to pay their bills and live their life. I mean, that sort of goes without saying, I hope. But the way that people come at things, like, God, I got to make money. And I'm like, you're never going to really make money that way. Because if you don't actually care about yourself enough to be passionate, and you don't care about others enough to actually serve them, don't even start a business. Just don't do it. because it will go one of two ways. You'll either be all about the money, as some of these large corporations are, and some large corporations are not, actually. They make great money, but they're all about serving the customer. And there's other big companies that are just all about the money, and they're very destructive. And so I just want to offer to people that there's always that choice of, am I going to make the world a better place and deliver value and make an impact that matters and come from that place every day? Or am I going to be like, oh, my God, how am I going to make money? How am I going to make money? And I just need to tell you, Jim, and everyone, that was never my motive for starting a business. It was, it wasn't like, oh, my God, I'm going to make a ton of money, although it's nice to make money. It was, oh, my gosh, people need this service, and I really like this. This is really fun, and it gives me a lot of freedom, right? It gives me a lot of freedom to create. So I know that's a very long-winded way of saying that, but if people can just stop with the fixating on the money and start fixating on the service, they're going to see a dramatic change in their life, like overnight change in their life.
Well said. Well said. Beth, thank you so much. I mean, I'm just honored to have you on my program. Thanks for being
our
special guest, and I wish you all success and continued good health.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Same to you, and thank you to you listening to this wherever you may be. It's such an honor. I really appreciate this time.
Cool. All right, folks. Hey, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with Beth Davis. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they do stay longer, spend more, and refer more, and those are great things in your business. I am your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.